Well, thank you for that introduction. Today, our guest is Ms. Therese DeRoe. She's the Director of Sustainability for the City of South Bend. Therese, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So, Therese, tell our listeners, what is the Office of Sustainability and what do you do?
Well, the Office of Sustainability was established in 2014. Our role is really to help bring what we call triple bottom line thinking to city projects. So instead of just talking about the dollars and cents of the bottom line, we're balancing people, planet, and profit.
I see. So, you know, we're hearing a lot on the news about climate change. You know, we hear about it daily. And so why is climate change a key issue for the city of South Bend?
Well, recently we've had Hoosier scientists develop some Indiana-specific predictions that show that South Bend area is going to be experiencing some impacts of climate change in the near future, including extreme heat and extreme rainfall. We as a city see this dramatically impacting residents and businesses, especially some of our low-income families and our small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So we really think it's important as a city to help our citizens prevent climate change, the worst of it, from happening, but also to prepare for the impacts that are already beginning.
I see. And so what are some of the major issues or major areas where the city wants to reduce greenhouse gases?
Well, we certainly want to lead by example and look inward first. So mm-hmm. we're focusing on the impacts of our operations. We're looking at our facilities, our fleet, the water and wastewater utilities that we run. But we're also looking to help the community and empower our businesses and our residents to reduce their own impacts. The good news is a lot of these actions also can cut costs, save money, and have even some additional benefits in the community.
I see. And so if there's a strategy for facilities that you found to be successful, is there one strategy that you could talk about?
Oh, I definitely have a favorite strategy that's been great for the city that a lot of other businesses could use. And it's called an energy savings performance contract. And that's really just a way to engineer energy improvements for an entire building or even multiple buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a strategy that maximizes energy savings by focusing on the entire building instead of just one set of lights or just looking at the HVAC. You're covering a lot of ground that way.
Sure. You're listening to Green Fleet Radio. Today, our guest is Ms. Therese DeRoe. She's the Director of Sustainability for the City of South Bend. And so what are some of the fleet strategy the city is currently exploring?
Well, we love to pilot new technologies and see what's going to work well for our city employees. So we explore alternative fuels like electric vehicles, compressed natural gas-powered vehicles, idle reduction technology that increases the efficiency of cars. We also are looking at right-sizing vehicles, so we're buying the vehicle that's right for the business need and not something too large that uses too much fuel that isn't really needed.
Sure. You know, I want to compliment the city of South Bend as being one of our state leaders and probably one of our country leaders with all the great things that you are doing with your fleet. So, you know, are there ways that citizens or businesses can get involved with some of the things that the city of South Bend is currently doing?
Absolutely. So, you know, we all have a role to play in trying to reduce the impacts of climate change. And our citizens can really help by reducing energy consumption at home or at work. Our utilities are actually really good resources for tips and suggestions of how to do that. We also would love to see folks helping us reduce stormwater runoff because treating our stormwater, you know, obviously with more flooding, we're going to see more stormwater, but it also uses a lot of energy to treat all that stormwater. So if folks can help on their site reducing stormwater, that's really beneficial to us.
I see. So how can people learn more about the City of South Bend's sustainability efforts?
Well, there are a couple of great ways. First, I always recommend that folks follow us on Facebook or on Twitter. If you just search SustainSB, you'll find us. We also have a quarterly newsletter. And if you log onto our Facebook page, you can sign up to receive that via email. And then we're looking forward to next spring releasing a climate action plan that will have more details about the different kinds of strategies that we're going to use to reduce our climate impact.
Well, Therese, thank you very much for being on the show, and that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Therese DeRoe. She's the Director of Sustainability for the City of South Bend. I'm your host, Carl Lissick, and thanks for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy. Thank you, everybody.